child's books have been translated into 40 languages and have sold more than 60 million copies. These numbers are rather staggering when you consider Child didn't start writing until the age of 40, after being dismissed from a high-profile job in English television. Though Lee is a Brit, his character, Jack Reacher, has been described as a uniquely American hero, one part Shane, one part Philip Marlowe, and one part Rambo, if Rambo were a liberal. His military days behind him, Reacher roams the country, lingering in places just long enough to uncover wrongdoing and dispense rough justice before drifting on. His life is so stripped down, he doesn't own a change of clothes. When his shirts and pants get dirty, he throws them away and buys new ones. Today, we'll speak with Lee about his newest Reacher title, Never Go Back. Welcome, Lee. It's a thrill to have you back with us on the Book Report.
It's great to be back on. Thanks.
I want to tell listeners I was amazed at how quickly Reacher gets into some very serious trouble and Never Go Back. It's like page two, ba-boom. How do you keep on doing that?
Well, I guess he's just an unlucky guy, you know, and Never Go Back is the title of the book, but it's also advice that Reacher is normally very happy to follow. He's always about tomorrow, not yesterday. But in this instance, he's talked to the new commander of his old military unit on the phone, and she's a woman with a fascinating voice and a fascinating manner. And Reacher, being a drifter, really doesn't need much of an excuse to be anywhere, so he takes it into his head he's going to hitchhike across the country to Virginia, meet this woman, take her out to dinner. And that's exactly what he does, except that when he gets there, it's all a big disaster. She is missing, nowhere to be found. There's a strange officer at her desk who accuses Reacher of crimes that he can't remember and of associations with people he doesn't recall. It becomes very quickly a kind of nightmare, and he has to spend the rest of the book fixing the problem.
Right. I really enjoyed the bad guys in this novel. Where did your inspiration for them come from?
Well, the bad guys in this book are... I was trying to put them at a level where, you know, they were not kind of grotesque James Bond-type villains. You know, this is not Blofeld stroking his cat. I just wanted the idea of people who are trying to get away with it, but then they realize that they're going to be beaten, and they kind of take that on the chin. They know they might lose, and yep, they're losing. And so it was a sort of a civilized approach to being a bad guy, I thought, that I was anxious to experiment with.
When we spoke back in January, you told the story of how you came up with the name Jack Reacher. Could you share that again for listeners who may not have heard that story?
Sure. I mean, I started writing because I was out of work. And one of the issues with being out of work is that you're at home all day and therefore available for errands. And my wife said, come to the grocery with me to haul the packages home. So I did. And every time that I go into a supermarket, there's always a little old lady who says to me, you're a nice tall gentleman, would you reach me that can? So my wife said, you know what, if this writing gig doesn't work out, you could be a reacher in a supermarket. And I thought, hey, that's a good name.
Right. Now, Lee Child is your pen name. How and why did you choose that name?
You know, I've always worked in showbiz, and everybody always has a stage name. I've had about six, I think, in my career, so it was really not a question. And what I've been telling people recently is that I had this vision of the letters, the three letters and the five letters in the name, and I just thought I had this vision that somebody was going to write a book that would sell more than any other book in the history of the world. And you know what? It worked, but not for me, for Dan Brown.
All right. I read in one of your interviews you'd plan to write 21 Reacher novels and then stop. Is this still the case? Never Go Back is number 18.
Well, you know, it's like that thing you say when you're a young person. You say, you know, oh, 60 sounds pretty old. And then you get close to it and it doesn't sound so old anymore. And so that 21, I don't know. I mean, that was what I used to say, and I'm getting close to it. We'll have to see how it feels in 3 years' time. It ultimately depends on the readers. If they want more, then absolutely there will be more. If they're done with the guy by that point, then that's the end of it.
Well, talk about the Reacher creatures for a while.
Well, they are. That's what they call themselves. The Reacher Creatures are the big, big Jack Reacher fans. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing that if somebody had said to me at the beginning that you're going to have people that are sort of passionately interested in the character and big supporters of the character, and, you know, they rush out on the first day to buy the book and they devour the book. And then what's even more kind of touching to me is they kind of own the book. They own the character. They have created the character just as much as I have. It's my imagination and their imagination working together that make the stories. And so in a way, they do own it. You know, this is not mine anymore. This belongs to us collectively. And so it's real fascinating to me. I'll talk to readers, and their opinions are just as important as my own opinions.
Hmm. Do they ever suggest characters or storylines?
Oh, all the time, you know, constantly. Every time I meet readers, I come away with great ideas. And a lot of readers say, you know, I would like to be in the book. Use my name. Make me the bad guy or something like that.
All right. Another one of your interviews, you said the way to write a thriller is to ask a question at the beginning and answer it at the end. So how do you keep coming up with these enthralling questions?
Well, it's just, you know, it's almost inevitable for a writer. It's really the other way around. If every day you have five great ideas and, you know, you go on the internet, you read the newspaper or whatever, you're going to have 5 or 10 even scenarios that you could use. It's much more a question of which one do you want to invest in, or actually which sort of 2 or 3, because I think a really good book has 2 or 3 separate ideas in it that are going to collide at some point to create the friction. And it's more a question of selecting them rather than finding them.
Reacher is always set in America. Do you ever contemplate sending him to Afghanistan or other, you know, really hotbeds places?
Well, I don't make plans in the sense of, you know, I don't map out the series ahead of time, so anything is possible. But at the moment, he's content just to stick around in America, although the book that I've just started, the one for next year, who knows what's going to happen. He's been sucked into a very high-level government investigation, and it could involve foreign travel. We'll just have to see.
All right. And is there a working title for that book?
The working title is 20 Seconds Ago.
Oh.
Seems like an intriguing title to me.
I love that. So, Lee, any final thoughts?
I just want to say thanks to, you know, the people that have read and bought these books for 18 years that have made this possible. You know, they're the important ones. And every book is for them. And I just want to say thank you very much to them.
Well, I want to say thank you for keeping us enthralled and waiting for every new book. Thanks so much for joining us today, Lee.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
All righty. Bye.